What I want to ask first is, when is this city going to do something about the yellow OXO bicycles? Now, I want to say, I'm a bicyclist myself, so I'm not against bicycles. They are left everywhere. Other cities have reservations about these bicycles. The city of Dallas allowed these bicycles, much like Texas A&M did. The city of Fort Worth, where a lot of them have migrated to, has banned these bicycles until they have completed a study on how to manage them. The bicycles, and this is reported regularly in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, so I know where I'm speaking of. These bicycles are used largely for data collection, where they've been and where they are left. A little over a week ago, I was leaving for Houston from my house at 5:30 in the morning. It was dark. I came down Harrington to Francis, turned on Francis toward Texas Avenue, and right there between two parked cars were two bicycles right in the middle of the road. I stopped to get them out of the road. Here came a car from Texas Avenue right toward me, and I jumped in the truck, flashed my lights at him, and both of us moved a bicycle each. But I was lucky he didn't get me or the other bicycle. I told you they're left everywhere. Another question I would like to know, and I might try to look it up myself, being as my regular occupation, but when do they become abandoned so they're fair taking for spare parts if they're just left everywhere? What I said about Fort Worth has been, like I say, regularly reported in their paper. It's time for this council to do something about that, because there is an accident going to happen. Now, those bicycles out in the middle of the street, that was a student thing. Now, I'm not saying it was an A&M student. It could have easily been a junior high school or a high school student doing something like that. But it was dumb. Thank you.